So the Washington Post runs this story today about VMI. Kind of heard through the grapevine that there were going to be a couple of follow-up stories on the VMI controversies. And it's interesting that WRVA and this show in particular are singled out in the program. In the piece that Ian Shapira has filed for the Washington Post. I mean, Ian's been on the program a couple of times because I do think it's important to hear from people who disagree with me. It's fine with me if you disagree with me. If you got, and quite frankly, the VMI story, when it first came out about it's a racist campus or the systemic racism, I will tell you, I was very worried that what I would find was that Ian had talked to people on the Post who would say, yeah, you know, the black cadets get singled out for personal harassment. Everybody gets harassed, but the black cadets get it worse than anybody else. Or the black cadets get dragged out of their bed in the middle of the night and are humiliated or physically abused and taunted in a way that other students are not. I don't think they allow that same physical hazing that might have happened decades ago. I don't think. I'm pretty sure that's not supposed to happen. But when we saw Ian's stories, that's not what we were hearing. And so I wanted to have him on the air in case I had missed something. Like, what it? Because I'll stand right there with the biggest left-wing person on the planet if you're actually abusing other human beings, especially if it's based on race. Could be based on anything, gender. I mean, if you're treating women that way, absolutely not. If you're treating, you know, if there's a suspected gay cadet, as a gay guy myself, hell no, that's not acceptable. But I don't think that's what he uncovered. I think he really uncovered a couple of little anecdotal stories that seem pretty mild to me. I was really kind of surprised by that. So I just read the part of his story that's out today about the white conservative alums. And I don't think it's all white, is it? I mean, I seem to recall, didn't I have a Latino from California who's a VMI grad who was on the air, the guy who's pulled the $1 million donation? He's not white, I don't think. Or is he white by the new standards that, you know, you get... You're Latino when you want to be Latino or when somebody wants to label you that, but then you're white the rest of the time. I don't know. I can't keep up with the shifting standards here, but I don't think it's all white. But whatever. The angry alumni and their supporters have found refuge on WRVA radio, where morning show host John Reed amplifies their grievances. That's probably true. I do amplify their grievances because I tend to agree with them, and I'm not a journalist. I'm a talk show host now, so that's probably true. And I honestly, I look around, nobody else is willing to talk about this. It's too hot for other people to touch. So I've kind of discovered that this is what this radio station and this show are the last places that you're actually able to discuss from a conservative perspective some of the issues that are really important in modern Virginia culture and American culture. I'm not going to apologize for that. Reed has condemned diversity, equity, and inclusion training as a racist movement meant to stomp on white people. That's true. I do believe that's true. I think they prove it pretty regularly. Reed has likened any DEI person to a KKK member, Ku Klux Klan member. I think if you're out pushing DEI, you were like a modern Klans person, but from a leftist perspective. And if you study the Klan and you study the documents that they put out, it was not just about terrorizing people in the middle of the night. It was a cultural movement to denigrate blacks, which we look at today with horror. Everybody just is aware of, you know, somebody on a horse coming by a house and throwing a Molotov cocktail into the little wood shack that the black family lived in. That wasn't all the KKK did. There was a very serious intellectual movement to try to denigrate African Americans, black people in society. And I will tell you, I think that's what the DEI movement is doing to whites in America. I do believe that. And their language and their behavior, you know, the whole discussion of whiteness. What do you think that is? You think that's an honest discussion, or is that a derogatory discussion? So, yeah, I stand by that. I absolutely do think there's some very unsettling, horrible comparisons between the two. And if you don't see them, it's only because you're not studying it closely enough, or you're deliberately denying it. And Reid has urged that Youngkin, Governor Youngkin, get rid of everyone in state government, appointed, given a job, or anointed by his Democratic predecessor, Ralph Northam, including the head of VMI. Wins was hired by the board, not Northam, which, of course, you're proving my point, which is why I said anointed. Yeah, they're appointed positions, they're people who've been given a job, and they're people who were anointed, like Wins, with General Wins was, by Ralph Northam. Yeah, the board hired him, but he didn't come out of nowhere. So I don't know if you're trying to catch me with a lack of language control, but I use those words very deliberately. And then this Kimberly Dark character, they're still defending this woman. It's weird to me. Reid slammed Kimberly Dark, the performance artist. You quote, "You got to be a moron to run the Virginia Military Institute and bring in this dingbat woman talking about lesbianism and daddies, and her essay is fat, pretty, and soon to be old, and think that responsible citizens are going to nod their head and say that's okay." Well, I mean, I said it. That is what I believe. In an interview, Dark called those comments, quote, "unkind and ineffective." When someone says something like that, she said, you immediately ask the question, does being a woman make me stupid? Does having a different ideology make me stupid? Well, you know what? Let me just answer that for Ms. Dark, should she hear a tape of this program, or if someone wants to report it back. No, ma'am. Being a woman does not make you stupid. Being stupid makes you stupid. Talking about the things that you're talking about in an institution of higher education, that makes you stupid. That it has nothing to do with your gender. So please put that out of your mind. I'm criticizing you not because you're a woman, and quite frankly, not because you're a lesbian. Since I'm gay, that's not my point in attacking you. It's because you're a radical. So having a different ideology doesn't make you stupid either. But being a radical leftist makes you stupid, and you deserve to be called out for that. And I think the people who run VMI, who continue to double and triple down on, like, oh, this is very legitimate, this is very normal, how dare you question our judgment on this? No, we should question your judgment on this. This woman's performing at the Erotica Festival in Seattle 1 month, and then is speaking at Virginia Military Institute. So I am not going to apologize for questioning whether that demonstrates good judgment on the part of the leadership of VMI. I think it doesn't. You know, if I were to be talking about race relations here at WRVA and I invited David Duke to come on and offer his opinion on race relations here, what do you think the left would say about me? Oh my God, I can't believe it, John, that's outrageous that you'd have David Duke on. I mean, he's a Klansman. And you would be right. I would be setting myself up for a very legitimate attack. You know, it's just, you'd be a dummy for doing that. You'd be a fool for doing that. So, you know, I'm sorry that I have to instruct, like, if I was back in my old job of PR and I was instructing VMI, I'd be like, what are you guys thinking? This is so obviously dumb on your part. You're setting yourself up for the attack. It's not worth it for you. Invite Senator Elizabeth Warren on. What, are the Republicans going to attack you for having a Democrat female senator? I mean, most of them would probably say we don't agree with her, but she is a U.S. senator. So, yeah, having a senator speak at VMI is a legitimate thing to do, even if we hate everything that comes out of her mouth. But inviting someone who does lesbian leather daddy stories at the Erotica Festival to speak at VMI, you know, you're an idiot. You're an idiot if you think that's going to fly. And you're an even bigger idiot that you keep trying to pretend like that's normal and okay. It's not. I got news. You don't live in California. You live in Virginia. It's not cool. So you're fools. And I don't understand why you don't just cut your losses on that.